The Holy Gospel appointed for the 14th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 15. Jesus also said to the disciples, "There was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called them and said to him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager.' And the manager said to himself, 'What shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I have decided what to do, so that when I am removed from management, people may receive me into their houses.' So summoning his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' He said, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, 'Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, 'And how much do you owe?' He said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, 'Take your bill and write 80. The master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. And I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful in a little is also faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. If you then have not been faithful in the unrighteous wealth, who will entrust to you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who will give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money." The Pharisees, who were lovers of money, heard all these things, and they ridiculed him. And he said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your hearts. For what is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to offer supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people, and especially for those in high positions of authority in our nation. Not only that, but to also lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, which is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the epistle lesson appointed for this Sunday, St. Paul's first letter to Timothy, the second chapter, with special attention to verses 1 and 2. First of all, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, do you offer supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people? What would you say right now? Think about it for just a moment before you answer the question. Yes, do we pray for all people? Or are we sometimes selfish and pray more for ourselves, what we want, what we need, and desire from God? Not only that, but do we lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way? which is pleasing and acceptable to God. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer to both questions is no, not always. Oh yes, we say our prayers. We have our prayer chain ministry. And we pray every Sunday morning here at Shepherd in the Pines, doing the prayers of the church. But do we also pray for the needs again of all people? Unfortunately, I will be the first to admit and confess that we don't always pay enough attention to the needs of all people through the power of prayer, do we? No, we don't. We have the tendency of being more concerned about ourselves, our immediate family, and close friends, and the members of our church here at Shepherd in the Pines. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as we also pray again for the needs of all people around us, in our community, in our nation, and throughout the world. And we certainly don't always lead a quiet and peaceful life. Godly and dignified in every way either, do we? No, we don't. And that was also true of the church in Ephesus. As young Timothy was about to begin his ministry as a pastor, St. Paul urged him and encouraged him, first of all, to correct the teachings and the doctrine of the church, which was destroying the peace and the unity of the church. And then, as St. Paul urged him to focus on three forms of prayer, supplication, prayers, intercessions, and one form of prayers, of praise, thanksgivings, in order to thank God for all the spiritual and physical blessings, not only for the members of the church, but again for all people. The words of St. Paul in Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. St. Paul writes again in our text, I urge you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, including kings and those in high positions of power and authority. At the time in Rome, under the ruthless reign of Nero, the emperor. That is also true in our own government today, in the United States of America, who are more concerned about their own personal agenda, if you will, and not looking out for the well-being and best interest of all the people in our nation, as they are to represent us in the U.S. Congress, including the poor, the needy, the homeless, the forgotten, and actually doing something about what we see on television every night, the growing violence and murders in the streets of our nation, especially in Chicago, Illinois. And right now, our government needs a lot of our prayers. And that includes the politicians on both sides of the aisle, the Republicans and the Democrats. They need our supplications, our prayers, intercessions, and yes, as well as thanksgivings. And then after having addressed the need to pray for all people and those in positions of authority, St. Paul urged Timothy and the church in Ephesus to lead a quiet and peaceful life, godly and dignified in every way. Unfortunately, the members of the church in Ephesus were slowly straying away in their Christian conduct and behavior and thinking only about themselves and not
about others. And that is also true of us in our own relationship with others. We're not exempt, are we? We're no different or better than others either. We must confess that sometimes we don't always lead a peaceful and quiet life, a godly and dignified life in every way. We too are filled sometimes with thoughts and feelings that are not good, pleasing, and acceptable in the sight of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes we are also filled with anger and hate in our hearts, in our moments of weakness, or a host of other bad feelings because of issues or problems that we have experienced during the past week or the past month with our own family or friends or neighbors, church members, or anyone else. Sometimes to the point of no forgiveness or reconciliation in our relationship with other people, in which we may even put in jeopardy our own eternal salvation through our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior. As a matter of fact, St. Paul says that our supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings, as well as being a godly and dignified in every way, is a good and acceptable thing from God, because it is God's way of offering us and everyone else, at the end of the day, the gift of eternal salvation through faith in Jesus as our Savior. Listen again to what Paul says in the epistle lesson. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. As a matter of fact, St. Paul makes it very clear. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave his life as a ransom for all. Not only that, St. Paul writes, for this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. And by the way, St. Paul experienced that himself on the road to Damascus, as he was confronted by Jesus himself and was led to accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then, and only then, become a teacher and an apostle of Christ. As a matter of fact, as St. Paul neared Damascus, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And Saul asked, who are you, Lord? And the voice from heaven said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what to do. And St. Paul did, as he became the greatest ambassador for Jesus Christ, and was then constantly threatened and persecuted and almost killed many a times during his ministry for sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ as a preacher and apostle, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Yes, St. Paul was not afraid to preach and teach about Jesus Christ. Listen to what he says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Now what about us again? Do we offer supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings for all people? Do we lead a peaceful and quiet life? Do we lead a godly and dignified life in every way? And more importantly, do we desire that all people be saved and come to the saving knowledge and grace of Jesus Christ? I hope so. Yes, every time we sin and we fall short of the glory of God, He still loves us. He still forgives us. As we repent, as we did this morning in the words of confession and His absolution to us, He still loves us and forgives us. As we repent, offer prayers and petitions to Him and lead with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit, a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. Not only that, but as we also share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which we have talked so many times in the past, someone who is not yet saved to the kingdom of heaven, so that they too may be saved and be with us one day in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, God loves us and He forgives us through His Son, Jesus Christ, as we once again partake of His true body and true blood in the Holy Sacrament. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us here at Shepherd in the Pines as we as a congregation, the body of Christ, the people of God, the communion of saints, offer our prayers and petitions, not only for ourselves, but for all people as we lead a quiet and peaceful life, godly and dignified in every possible way. And also the desire that everyone come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus as their Savior. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day, living for Jesus, a life that is true, striving to please Him in all that I do, yielding allegiance, glad-hearted and free. This is the pathway of blessing for me. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus. As you do what St. Paul encouraged the church in Ephesus and encourages our church today, here at Shepherd in the Pines. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.